Short version, Reno Center, March 13, 2022. In this version, everybody else's comments and sharings are eliminated as much as possible, and only the last part of the conversation where Sat talks about the quote remains. After meditation and bhajans, Kavi starts the study circle by reading the quotes.
For this evening study circle, we're going to be reviewing Desire, Black and White from Love and Wisdom. First, we're going to read two quotes from Sai Baba. Quote one. Once you collect desires, you become their slave. You will find no end to them. When they are attained, others assail you and still leave you discontented. Be aware of your innate divinity and show these recurring desires their due place. The Atma in you is unaffected by desire or defeat or victory. They are passing clouds. The sun is not concerned with their comings and goings. Satya Sai Speaks, Volume 15, 1981. Quote 2. Be free from desires that drag you down. Have only the yearning to come face to face with the truth. That truth is shining inside you, waiting to be discovered. God is the indweller, and so when he is sought in the outer world, he cannot be caught. Love him with no other thought. Feel that without him, nothing is worth anything. Feel that he is all. Then you become his, and he becomes yours. There is no nearer kinship than that. The flames of jnana reduce to ashes the effects of all activities, says the Gita. They do not affect men anymore, like a rope that has been reduced to ash, it can bind no more. Desire, Black and White. Poor mind, dressed in black and white, going through the cycle of time, repeatedly discontent. As it sees the light, it's already dark, smashed between like and dislike. Moaning like a wounded dog. Poor man, whose name and form is mixed and created in this black and white, tossed between pleasure and pain, puppet of a needy mind. Pity the chain that is tied around his neck and the end to the tree of life. Pages upon pages form his misery upon the canvas of his life. O mind, dressed in black and white, listen, listen ever so carefully. All the information you have gathered as knowledge of survival, empty and yet full of pain, I say to you, spit your knowledge, fear, hesitation, and doubt. Spit your concern of duality, of good and bad. Let the man, with his mind clothed in black and white, die on the altar of wisdom and light. Be a witness to this crucifix that frees one from the cycle of birth and death. Listen, wanderer in the mind. Watch the caravans of never-ending thoughts marching before you. Move not. Shake not, fear not, I am with you. That I am, is, was, ever will be, without color, pure, unaffected, ever there, free from stories and death. Creation is not outside of you, rather created from the series of movements in the color of black and white. The cries of agony and joy are this black and white, and yet they are intertwined. Free yourself of color. Bleach away its duality by staying in the colorless ground of I, self, that. Sat, December 5th, 2006.
Let the man with his mind clothed in black and white die on the altar of wisdom and life. And then Baba said, the flame of jnana, or jnana, which is wisdom, reduces to ashes the effects of all activities. I feel like these two are just, they're saying the same thing. And it's so, so, so important. Let the man with his mind clothed in black and white die on the altar of wisdom and light. And Baba said, the flame of jnana reduced to ash the effect of all activities, says the Gita. So when you die through the wisdom and light, Baba says, they do not affect man anymore, like a robe that has been reduced to ash. It can bind no more. And then another place Baba says that I really like. He says, God is the indweller, and so when he is sought in the outer world means the senses and the mind, he cannot be caught. Means when we're involved with our mind, we cannot know God. And that is the same as saying bleach it away. Free yourself of color, bleach away its duality by staying in the colorless ground of I, self, that. The question I like to ask, and I hope everybody participate, what is to be free from desire that drags you down? How do you free yourself of desire?
For me, I had to go after it full-fledged, full-heartedly, and really see for myself that what I thought was going to bring me the happiness and the joy was, it wasn't like that. It was actually, it was painful, it was hard, it was laborious, it was so laborious. And
it was empty, but full of pain.
Yeah, I was actually wondering what that sentence
for me, it was getting disappointed so many times to finally say, hell with it, I don't want it. In a lot of cases, I'm not saying I'm desireless, but in a lot of cases, or in some cases, this is how it happened.
Yeah, I also can't say I'm desireless, but for me, it's very based on certain practices, and they're really, I think, all contemplation helped me the most. So, like, am I this or this? Like, seeing those opposites helped. And then as we got farther, where did this desire come from? Follow it, find its root. And keep getting back to absolute nothingness. Mm-hmm. And then finally, practices about who desires. What's Cavi? What is that? Where did that even come? What is that bundle of shenanigans? What is Cavi? And then seeing that dissolve into nothing. So it was contemplation was the most helpful thing.
It always is.
Actually, for me, contemplation in the way of saying, is that really important? For who, for what? Yeah, it does help.
Your contemplation doesn't take you to the roots. It just convinced you it wasn't important. That's not contemplation, that's a choice. That's being intelligent. But what he's saying is different. he is really going to the bottom of who he's desiring. And what is the thought of the desire? Just zooming in it instead of making a choice. Better to be intelligent than not to be, but it won't go far.
I feel like whenever we talk about, well, which tool helps you, I feel like everything on the path is like one package of a way of life. Like the way you've taught us to have simple joys, with the tools, with like all the different things that can help us if we stumble. Like it's all this panoramic, all-encompassing, mm-hmm. like it addresses every facet of your life.
Yeah. For me, to be free from desire means to be free from the mind. You can't separate the identification with the mind and not having desire. I mean, they go hand, they are, it's like a cloth and the fabric and the dress. They can't be separated. Be free from desire that drags you down really means to inquire and release yourself of the chain or being a puppet. Have only yearning to come face to face with the truth. What is truth? What truth is he talking about? When the false is gone, you're face to face with truth. That's the only time we're face to face with truth, when at that moment we're not with the false. That's it. I think every sentence, if we look at it in a more panoramic way of looking rather than word by word, we can understand it better. And here, the black and white said creation is not outside of you, rather created from this series of movement in the color of black and white. Well, it sounds good, but what does it mean? Do we believe it? Do we experience it? Creation is not outside of you, rather created from the series of movement in the color of black and white. That alone is very deep, if we contemplate on it.
I have these times when my mind has overridden my inner wisdom, and those are some of the saddest times in my life, and I'm happy to see it go.
Yeah. You know, when our mind is calm and the movement is not there, the creation does not exist. If we pay a little bit of attention for a moment of release and a moment of just being, all the objects are gone because they are gone from our own mind. So is the creation outside or inside? Is it being perceived how? Every thought is painful. Even the most benign thoughts takes you away from your silence. That's the least And like some of you said, that most of us in this room came to this place out of pain and misery. We had had enough of being enslaved. Most people. Yeah, just like the play.
When you said benign, like the least harmful, like even the least harmful.
It's just that you're just watching a very innocent movie in your head. Yeah. Right? There's nothing wrong with following it, and then it turns that the last part of the movie becomes very, very violent.
Horror film.
Dramatic.
Dramatic, and you said, wait a minute, I started it so soft. I was watching a good movie, and then it turned to a chaotic movie. And always in our imagination, daydreaming, there's always about me, about that entity. The entity talked to this one, and it just did really good. The entity did. Because the entity, that the person is not separated from the mind. So they sort of enjoy it.
Such a this line you just read, the second line actually says, poor man whose name and form is mixed and created in this black and white. You just said it, like, as soon as this thought of me comes, or I, the name and form is mixed within the creation.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And then
the creation starts.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting that you had two plays, both of which gave such a visual demonstration of this.
Has everybody in the Zoom seen the plays? Those two play?
I saw the play that was during the retreat.
That's right, you saw. And then there was another one later on. What year was it, Most Precious? 4 years ago?
2017. No.
2018.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
I can send
it. It was continuation of that.
I can send them
that. That one was to leave home. And then the second one was realizing what made you leave home and then going back home. But I warn you, it's dramatic.
And transformative. Sachin, the one part says cries of agony and joy are this black and white, and yet they are intertwined. That means that the agony and joy too, both are intertwined.
Yeah, of course.
One is the other side of the other.
Thank you, Seth. Namaste.